What made the King's Drop unique was that it was still glowing, over 200 years after being first locked into the vault. The Stim touched it with one finger. The light shone with such brilliance that the room seemed almost to be in daylight, though shaded blood red by the gemstone's color.
Amazing!
As far as scholars can tell, the King's Drop never loses its stone light. A stone this large should have run out after a month. It's something about the crystal lattice, the lack of flaws and imperfections.
They say it's a chunk off the Stone of 10 Dawns.
Another story. You are a romantic.
Her former Bapsk smiled, then placed a cloth shade over the gemstone to reduce its glare so it wouldn't interfere with their work. He opened his ledger.
Let's start with the smaller gemstones and work our way up, shall we?
Rizzen nodded. The Queen's guard killed Telic. He did it with a knife, right into the neck. The treacherous guard knocked against her chair, toppling her over as he slashed at Vestim. The enemy underestimated the merchant's spryness. Vestim dodged backward into the Queen's vault.
Murder! Robbery! Raise the alarm!
Rizzen untangled herself from her toppled chair and panicked, pulled herself away by her arms, dragging legs like cordwood. The murderer reached into the vault to deal with her bats. A moment later, the traitor stepped out, carrying a large red light in his hand. The King's Drop, shining brightly enough despite its black wrapping cloth. Rizzen caught a glimpse of the Stim collapsed on the floor inside the vault, holding his side. The traitor kicked the door closed, locking the old merchant away. He glanced toward her, and a crossbow bolt hit him.
Keep in the vault! Alarm!
Rizzen pulled herself into a row of gemstone racks. Behind her, the thief took a second crossbow bolt, but didn't seem to notice. The thief stepped over and picked up poor Telic's crossbow. Footsteps indicated that several guards from the lower level had heard Flotham and were coming up the steps. The thief fired the crossbow once down a nearby row. Another guardsman arrived a second later and attacked the thief with his sword. The thief silently took a cut along the face from the sword, then set his prize down and caught the guard's arm. The two struggled, and Rizzen watched the cut on the thief's face re-knit. Rizzen's eyes flicked toward the large ruby the thief had set down. Four more guards joined the fight, obviously assuming they could subdue one man on their own.
Sit back, let them handle it.
Cheery Cheery suddenly darted past, ignoring the combatants and making for the glowing gemstone. Rizzen lunged forward. Wellmore flopped forward to grab at the Larkin, but missed. Cheery Cheery landed on the cloth containing the enormous ruby. Nearby, the thief stabbed one of the guards. Rizzen winced at the awful sight of their struggle, lit by the ruby, then crawled forward, dragging her legs, and snatched the gemstone. Rizzen dragged the ruby with her around the corner. The guards were dropping quickly.
I have to do something. I can't just sit here, can I?
Rizzen clutched the gemstone and looked down the row between shelves, an impossible distance, hundreds of feet, to the corridor and the exit. The door was locked, but she could call through the communication slot for help.
Why? If 5 guards can handle this thing, what can one crippled woman do?
She looked down the long row again.
My Bobsk is locked in the Queen's vault, bleeding.
Then she used the cord the Stim had given her to tie the ruby's cloth closed around it and attached it to her ankle so she wouldn't have to carry it. Then she started pulling herself along the shelves. Cheery Cheery rode behind on the ruby, and its light dimmed. Everyone else was struggling for their lives, but the little Larkin was feasting. Rizzen made faster progress than she had expected to, though soon her arms began to ache. Behind, the fighting stilled. Rizzen redoubled her efforts, pulling herself along toward the exit, reaching the alcove where they'd left her chair. Here, she found blood. Flotham lay at the threshold of the entry corridor, a bolt in him, his own crossbow on the floor beside him. Rizzen collapsed, a couple of feet from him, muscles burning. Spheres on his belt illuminated her chair and the steps down to the lower vault level. No more help would be coming from down there. Past Flotham's body, the corridor led to the door out.
Help! Thief!
It would take the guards outside time to get the vault open, as they didn't know all 3 codes.
Maybe that's good. The thief can't get out until they open it, right? Of course, that means I'm trapped inside with him while the Stim bleeds.
The silence from behind haunted her. Risen heaved herself to Flotham's corpse and took his crossbow and bolts, then pulled herself toward the steps. She turned over, putting the enormous ruby beside her, and pushed up so that she was seated against the wall. She waited, sweating, struggling to point the unwieldy weapon into the darkness of the vault. She swung the crossbow back and forth, searching for motion. Only then did she notice that the crossbow wasn't loaded. She hastily pulled out a bolt. She looked from it to the crossbow, helpless. You were supposed to cock the weapon by stepping into a stirrup on the front, then pulling it upward.
Easy to do if you can step in the first place.
A figure emerged from the darkness. The bald guard, his clothing ripped, a sword dripping blood in his shadowed hand. Risen lowered the crossbow.
What does it matter?
Did she think she could fight?
She's just a heel anyway.
She was alone, helpless.
Live or die?
Did she care?
Yes! Yes, I care! I want to sail my own ship!
A sudden blur darted out of the darkness and flew around the thief. Cheery Cheery moved with blinding speed, hovering about the man, drawing his attention. Risen frantically placed the crossbow bolt, then took the captain's cord off the ruby sack and tied one end to the stirrup at the front of the crossbow. She tied the other end to the back of her heavy wooden chair. That done, she spared a glance for Cheery Cheery, then hesitated. The Larkin was feeding off the thief. A line of light streamed from him, but it was a dark violet light. Cheery Cheery flew about, drawing it from a man whose face melted away, revealing marbled skin underneath.
A Pash man? Wearing some kind of disguise?
No, a Voidbringer.